I think the thing is that Indians are not so much ecologists as within the culture is contained a land ethic.
Yeah.
Now, I need to describe that because it's important to know the difference. You could say, well, sure, but North Americans have a land ethic too. And I would say, no, they don't. What they have is an ability to rise to a crisis so that when the oil spill happens in Alaska, everybody gets outraged and they want to hang the captain, they want to hang Exxon, they want to get up there and clean up the coast. At the same time, they're throwing plastic bags out in the garbage, they're using disposable diapers, they're running their cars up and down to go to the store. They really have no concept of what a land ethic is all about. It's the feeling towards the land here is that if something happens to the land that is going to affect you personally, then you have to do something about it. Toxic chemicals dumped into, you know, rivers. But everything else is sort of invisible.
The belief that everything can be solved.
Everything can be solved by science. Whereas within Native society, there is the sense that everything is part of a living chain, and that you have to pay attention to what happens with the animals, with the environment, and you have this sense of the world as an organic whole. Now, that begins to sound fairly cliched, and unfortunately, it is a cliche now because it's been used in advertisements so much, but it's true. At the same time, it's true. And so I think it's not so much the Indians are environmentalists. We make the same mistakes the non-Indians do about the environment, but we have a particular sense of that physical world that is so much a part of the cultures and so much a part of the ceremonies and everything else.
I would probably describe it as the belief in the circle.
Yeah, well,
well
it,
things
yeah.
are in circles, yeah. and not in lines.
And they are connected, that you...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it's a hard thing to deal with now because, like I say, everybody's got, you know, the advertisements on television, you know, they've got this Indian standing by a stream watching pollutants flow down. He's got a tear in his eye. He's in full headdress and everything else.
Sure.
And it's not that that isn't true. It's just that, you know, if you use it as an advertising gimmick and if you do it on, like, breads, you know, or foods, these are natural because the big chief, you know, on the back says it is, you know. You destroy the impact that that can have. And then as soon as you destroy the impact, people don't believe it anymore. They move on to something else. So it's a dangerous, dangerous sort of proposition.
And it's just an extension of what you were talking about before. It's an extension of the romantic novel setting that is sort of functionalized into a modern setting.
Yeah, and the advertising world as best they can be. But if you go down to places like the Southwest, just for example, or even up here in Canada, there are specific ceremonies that are still conducted that are reminders for the community as a whole of their place within that world and their obligations as a human being in the world. We don't have those. I mean, when I say we, I should shut my mouth. You know, that non-native world does not have those kinds of things. It doesn't happen within the religions. It doesn't happen within the society. You know, we really don't spend much time teaching our kids about that. They see it on television, they read it in books. We have this superficial concern with the environment. But, you know, for instance, the Hopi are vitally concerned about that. And then, too, you know, modern human beings think of themselves as being really above everything else. You know, very smart, able to fix anything. When in actual fact, we're really more like down here and not able to fix much of anything. We can screw it up. We're sort of poor coyotes. And that true trickster figure can create and destroy, create and disrupt. But we're sort of poor relations to that coyote figure. Modern human beings can destroy a lot easier than they can fix.
And can get destroyed themselves.
And can get destroyed themselves. Yeah. But none too soon. We'll leave this world in waste before anything happens to us, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
Get a little cynical.
No, it's...
Oh.
You want to add? No. You forgot to say it?
No, it's not taking care of the bill.
No, I'll take care of
this. This may be my very last interview. I may become a recluse, so treasure it. No, I go to these.
I get this.
Oh, you get it. Really. They paid me to come to the conference and gave